Welcome to Almost D&D, the tabletop role-playing podcast where three of my best friends hang out in my basement and attempt to play Dungeons & Dragons. Most of the time, I am your host and Dungeon Master, Devin Allard. Rotating clockwise around this large and egregiously sized table, we have...
I'm Rob as Zor Rob.
I am Chris as Krugel.
I'm Jeff as Rathos.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Are your dice rolls getting you down? Are you breaking loot strings during an epic solo? Maybe it's time to try something different and get some dice from Canadian Dice. Go to canadiandice.ca and activate the promo code ALMOSTDND and get 15% off your next purchase.
Hey, it's Devin, and I'd like to take a moment to talk about Chaotic Studios, a sponsor for 3D printed figures here at Almost D&D. Chaotic Studios provides us with D&D themed miniatures used on the show, and they are incredible. The detail and finish are bar none. Monsters, elves, goblins, and more can be found by going to chaoticstudios.ca. While you're there, enter the promo code ALMOSTDND to get 15% off your next purchase. That's chaoticstudios.ca for all your tabletop miniature needs. So we last left off, our three brave and wise heroes had spent quite a bit of time walking around their encampment, seeing if there had been any more introductees into their ranks. They had spent some time discussing their plans and options with their draconic friends, and as well as they found some ore for new armor, as well as a scale, specifically a red dragon.
Nailed
scale.
It.
So that was Rathos had taken that from Rushhorn while he slept.
All part of the plan.
Rathos then informed his party of a wild idea that he had concocted to get Leviathan, the guardian of Terra, the great dragon turtle, that requires also souls going to and from Terra to pay him one gold. Rathos' idea is to get Leviathan on their side. And Sawal said, let's try it. So we open. It is probably about midday in the encampment. You guys have all had a long rest, so if you need to change out spells, you can.
I have one thing I need to do. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm going to go talk to Rushhorn.
Okay.
Rushhorn.
Yes.
How you feeling? You boo-boo okay?
You would do well to try
to light. All right, so can you carry me and, if I had a four-legged friend, could you work that out? It's like roughly my size, maybe a little bit bigger.
Yes.
All right. Good stuff. We'll talk later. I know we got to bounce stuff out. Did you give that any thought?
I'm still contemplating it.
All right. You let me know what would balance those scales. We'll make it happen within reason.
That was a dragon pun.
Yeah. There you go. All right. I want to walk away. I need 10 minutes, guys, and then I'm good to go. And I want to go cast Fine Steed, and I want to bring Eclipse back.
Okay.
Yep.
Heck cool. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yep. Eclipse is my direwolf. Mount.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, he does that. I'm sort of bummed. I was trying to get a cloak last time, and it didn't really pan out. I don't think I got much of anything. So, I don't know. I'll go over to Krugel and say, all right, Krugel, what's our plan? Are we just getting ready to go?
Yes. What else are we going to do?
I don't know. I'm just trying to kill time while we wait for
him. We can practice our archery.
I don't do that.
You should.
I could try.
Yeah, here, I'm going to hand you my bow and let you shoot.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to try to aim for... What do we got out here? Yeah, what do we got aside from Krugel? What else we got?
Trees. There's a couple of kobolds running around. I don't think you want to smack one of them. There's
no.
A couple of humans and elves, half-elves, high fantasy bullshit.
Nice. All right, cool. I'm gonna look for the biggest tree I can find. I'll aim for a tree and hope it's not a dryad. Hope it's not Sabine. So yeah, biggest tree I can find. I'm gonna try and shoot it.
Okay.
Krugel, how do I do this?
So I show him how to load the arrow, and I stand behind him and be like, and hold it, okay? And then
excuse me. It's what? Called how to knock.
Whatever, I don't care.
It's all high fantasy bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Knock an arrow, and then I show him, and then I show him how to aim, and then I show him how to draw, and then loose.
I just have to ask a question: is this full on like you're behind him?
Oh yes, oh yeah. I'm totally like giving him a lesson.
It's like first date.
Don't worry. Yeah. No, it's not like that. It's like instruct. So all you do is draw back and then let it go.
Yeah. So I wanna knock that sucker and let it go.
Right as he's about to like let it go, though, I'm gonna take like my elbow and nudge him.
Make an attack roll with disadvantage.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, 5.
You miss.
Yeah, you don't say. How big was this tree, by the way? What are we talking?
Like, you could fit your arms halfway around it.
All right.
A fairly large tree.
So, after you nudge me, I throw the bow down. I look at you and I throw it and say, that wasn't cool. And I'm going to walk over to Rathos.
Okay. And,
first lesson, respect the bow. Don't ever throw a bow on the ground.
You hit me.
What? I did not. You got to be ready for anything when you're shooting.
Yeah, I walk away. Yeah, so I walk over. How far away are you? Are you?
I was probably sitting right behind that tree that you just
met. Okay, so yeah. Arrow just shooting. All right, so I'll walk over there. Rathos.
I'm concentrating, trying to cast my spell.
Hey, buddy.
Nope.
What are you doing? Okay. What are you doing?
Hold on. Just a couple more minutes.
Don't just sit here for 10 minutes, dead air.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. All right, I'm good.
Man, you'd be so sad if I cast my 8-hour spell that I want to try and work into this. All right, fine. I'm going to walk away from you two. I'm pouting, and I'm going to go over to, I don't know, a rock. Is there a big rock I can sit on? Feels right now.
Sure, yeah. There's a fairly sized rock that Perfect. You can sit on.
I sit on that. I go over to the rock and I brood.
All right, yeah. Eclipse pops up. Do I need to roll and see if she's a celestial or fiend?
Yeah.
Oh, you roll for that every time? Evens?
Yeah. Evens, she's celestial. Odds, she's fiend.
That's a 7.
Oh, you got a...
She's a fiend. She's a little bit darker. Her eyes are red.
Feisty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
She's a little fierce. Rush on her like her.
What's it look like when she appears? By the way,
like catching a like if you're walking through a forest, right, and you see a sliver of moonlight come in, like it's like that type of beam, and where nothing stood, then all of a sudden there's a direwolf. As soon as the moonbeam kind of touches the ground, and then she appears, and she's either white if she's a celestial, or she's dark gray if she's a fiend, red eyes if she's fiend, and white eyes if she's celestial. So she's dark gray, red eyes, and we're feeling feisty today, apparently. Yeah.
She's cool. A mean dog.
Okay, cool. And I don't think she's ever been a fiend yet,
no.
Has she?
No.
This is the first time we've seen Eclipse like this.
Yes, like this, yeah. It looks a little bit different, yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, yeah. I'm ready. You guys ready?
I'm going to turn around on my brooding rock and say, what is going on with your pooch?
It's a great question. I have no clue.
I'm going to say, because he killed the last one, so.
All right. I didn't kill the last one.
So she came back, and now she's all dark and angry.
She sacrificed herself. All right. Well, now I don't want to talk to you either. This is great road trip we're starting off here, guys. It feels like every road trip I've ever been on. All right. Yeah. She died.
I will turn this fiend back around.
I will. So help me God, I will turn this track. Can we just go? Can we just get this
done? Yeah, we're waiting for you.
I'm done.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys are sitting here bickering.
Waiting, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he hit me.
Well, we'll talk about it on the way.
All right.
I'm assuming that you all gather the dragons around. They all, you know, walk over to you, and Swall informs them all that Rathos here has the wonderful idea that we are going to fly west. And we are going to attempt to convince Leviathan, the Guardian of Terra himself, to fight alongside us. And I believe if he does or does not, we are still going to attempt to liberate Amrakor. Is that correct, Rathos?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay. So it's time to stretch our wings. And Alanok says, oh, yes, I'll just... And then Sektar grabs her muzzle and says, not now. Thank you.
Thank you.
And she just snaps her head back and she glares at him. And then she's the first one up. She does not like that. In one gust of air, she is gone. Sprints above the treetops, you know, almost out of sight in one powerful swoosh of her wings. Rushhorn comes up alongside you and glances over at Eclipse and he goes,
nice dog. I'm assuming that's what you meant.
Yeah. That's her. I'm not sure if she's nice right now, but neither are you, so fit right in, right?
Yeah, he smiles, and you can see just horrible teeth.
Really creepy.
Yeah, just imagine an adult red dragon smiling at you. So he lowers his shoulder, and Sektar comes up to Krugel and says, Krugel, what do you make of this? Are you ready to liberate Amrakor and whatever that may entail?
Yeah, I'm going to say, check this out, and I'm going to see if I have a message on the sending stone.
Okay, from the president?
Yes, because I believe I sent her a message like weeks ago.
Just for everyone listening, our sitting stones don't work like phones. They work like pagers. So it just sits there until you check it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, phones have voicemail.
There you go. It's a voicemail.
Well, it's kind of like a voicemail. You do not have a response. So the last thing you heard before you responded from El Prez, as you call her, or Janala Duskeel, the president of AmeriCorps, was that you should go there and help her. I forget exactly what she said, but you should go to AmeriCorps. That was it. So
well,
yeah. So no response on the sending stone yet.
I debate on throwing it in the water, but I don't.
Good. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, don't do that? Now I'm tempted to do it. So I'm like, you want me to do it?
No, don't do that. We need that possibly to save the world, so please don't do that.
She's the only one who has the other end of it.
Yeah, but we're trying to figure out what's over there. Send a follow-up.
No, because then that gives...
Per my last message.
Yeah.
Super passive-aggressive.
Per my last message. What a waste of words.
But he says that anyway.
Yeah, right. No new message. That's fine. Let's stay in the dark.
What do you want me to say? Hey, we're on our way?
I don't know. We could check in again. Like, maybe she forgot.
Yeah. She's too busy trying not to die, I think. Or she's dead.
Give me that thing. I want to try and take it from his hands.
Okay, make a sleight of hand check. Do you oppose it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not giving that up.
Make a sleight of hand check opposed.
17.
25.
Oh,
25. Swiped.
I grab it hard.
He swipes it.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I do.
Hard.
All right. And then I say, hey, Rathos, can you send a message?
Oh, God. Don't put me in the middle of you two. You just, if you're going to do it, just do it.
All right. So I'm going to pick it up and look at this thing. I've never used one before.
Doing great.
Per my last message. How are you doing? How many do we get?
25.
Oh, it's 25? Yes. Oh, yeah.
You already used 9, yeah.
How are you doing today? We really hope you are all safe. Please reply and let us know. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Nailed
it,
guys.
Most useless message imaginable.
I feel like it was polite. It let her know that we're following up and we're concerned. And we're looking to get a pulse check back and see.
You didn't want
to
ask her.
Hey,
about,
help,
like,
me. Troop help me! Help me! Help me! Oh, hey, how are you doing today?
Status update. You just, how you doing?
Yeah,
just checking in.
Okay.
Yup.
Bold move.
Did I do bad?
Well, I just think we need to work on
so much
your delivery.
Okay.
So back to Sektar asking so what
Plaz,
I think about it.
Plaz butts in. I think it was great. I just think it was like a really succinct message. He got a lot.
Buddy.
You know, he doesn't have. He only has 25 words, but he said so much in those 25 words.
Yeah.
It's just.
I just look at him and go, you guys make a great team.
Yeah, well, I think
we
do, right?
Yeah, let's
do
it. High five.
Yeah, we just have to make a great team. I mean, we don't even need 25 words to communicate.
No,
we just, it's
just
all up here.
We can just look at each other
all,
and we know.
And we just know.
And I mean,
we
say a lot of words.
We do
like,
say a lot of words,
we
but we don't
need
to. Yeah, we don't need to, but we do.
Yeah.
All right, Rush, let's go.
So I look at.
I want to take off.
I look at Sektar.
So Rush one takes off as well.
I look at Sektar and, like, back to your question, I'm like, we're fucked. And I just get Ottoman, get in the air.
Make a perception check.
21.
You see Sektar shake his head as you lift off. He's like, oh, gosh, I don't know. And Plaz's like, well, what do you think, Zorab? You ready? Are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah,
all
right. Let's go.
All right, let's go. So he, again, bows his shoulder. You climb on top of his back, and whoosh, you're all above the trees.
Yeah.
So now we have Alanok, Bannock, Sawal, Rushhorn, Sektar, Teo, Rintog, and Plaz. And they are all flying
dragons, baby.
West.
Can I talk to Rushhorn while we're in flight?
Of course you
can. So, Rushhorn.
Yes.
Yep. I feel like we should clear the air a little bit. I've offered to pay you a boon or a service, or you could take what you need from me to balance out everything. It sounds like you're still giving that some thought.
I am.
Okay. I just have one question for you to think about while you're doing that. How many, and I'm going to put my fingers up even though he can't see me, scales have you taken from others?
Quite a few.
That's what I thought. So I feel like you shouldn't get too upset when something like that happens to you.
Make a persuasion check.
That's a 16.
With a 16, he makes a big
throaty growl as he considers it.
You are wise for your years.
Well, I'm old for a dragonborn and old for my companions. I guess young for you. But all that said, I still am willing to balance that. So you let me know what you want and if it's within my power and if it's equal to the disservice I caused, I'll pay it.
Very well.
All right.
So you fly about for about two hours, I would say. Does anyone else want to chat with their dragons or any of the other dragons while you're all airborne, or you just want to make it there?
Yeah, I want to chat with my dragon.
Okay. Hey, that's...
Oh, God.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Zorob. This has
been really, really good so far.
This is so great.
I'm so happy that we're paired up together.
Yeah, this is the best thing ever. I mean, I don't know if I believe in fate. Sometimes I do, and sometimes I go back and forth.
Is it not fate? And forth and back and forth.
But regardless, here we are, and I couldn't be happier. I mean, we get to fly west. Yeah, I know you are. When
you're happy,
I'm happy. Look at us. I mean, it's just so great. I mean, look, we're just going. We just get to soar around. Yeah, we just get to go and go.
Yeah. And this, I feel like we're going to be there in like 2 minutes.
You hear Tao pipe up from behind you. Stay straight, please. Tao. I just get so, you know how I am.
Sorry about that. I distracted him. I'm sorry.
And all the other dragons are shaking their head. I just got so distracted. It's just me and Zorob. I just forget that everyone else is here. There's five other dragons there. I just forget. You know, it's kind of distracting, you know, being up here. I mean, it's just so much fun flying west. I mean, we get to go see Leviathan. I mean, I heard.
It's crazy.
How can you not be excited?
I know. Also, a little scared. Have you ever seen Leviathan?
No.
Oh, God, terrifying.
Is he terrifying?
I mean, yeah, it's just like a dragon.
Yeah, but I'm a dragon. Yeah, I know, I'm a dragon. Am I terrifying? Am I terrifying?
And I'm like,
and again, Tao's like, eyes forward, please, because he's starting to drift.
Yeah, we're so sorry. All right, let's.
Yeah, I'll have some. We're going to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't want to.
Okay. You want to say anything to Sektar or anyone else?
I'm still mad about him taking the stone from me and wasting a message.
Okay. Yeah, I would be too.
Wasn't a waste.
Sulking in silence.
it was a per my last message.
You guys are like the biggest brothers, like bickering.
So it takes you about 2 hours, but sure enough, you land on the west coast of Terra. Off in the distance, a little dot, you can see Amrakor, Kandoster's wall, the steel wall that surrounds it, that you so remember, glinting off the horizon a bit. Whoosh, you all land, of course. Who's the first one on the beach? Is Alanok, right? And then quickly followed after Sawal. You all, whoosh, whoosh, all land. As you dismount your dragons, Sawal comes up to you and says, So you seek Leviathan, yes? Then I will call him to us. And you see she walks, she folds her wings in nice and neatly.
Whoa, slow your roll. Hold on. What's your dragon's name again?
Sektar.
Rushhorn. Who is Leviathan most like? Like, is it more like you or more like you?
Or more like you, and I point to Plaz.
I don't know if he's like me. So I'll just go, stop.
Okay.
He is unaligned, to put it in one word. He is neutral to all parties.
My type of guy. Okay. All right. Now you can call him.
Very well.
Thank you.
So she turns back around. She walks out into the water. She walks about chest deep in the water. And then you see her. She takes a big breath in, and then she slowly submerges her head underwater. Make perception checks. Because you would see the water start to vibrate, but I don't know if you would hear it.
25. 16.
21.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Zorob and Krugel, you definitely hear it. It doesn't register as a language to you or anything like that. But Rathos, you can pick up the vibrations, and it's very strange. Through the ground and through the vibrations through the ground and the water, you can hear her say, Leviathan, in a slow and bellowing tone, and nothing seems to happen first. But then if you all want, you can all make another perception check.
Five.
Crit fail. 13.
Okay, so no one sees it at first, but there's a wave out in the distance, and you don't notice it until it's real close, and you go like, wow, there's a wave. And sure enough, this wave comes closer and closer and closer, and the wave is building in size, and it's
a half circle. It's not just like a whole wave across the beach that you stand, that you find yourself on, but it's just one central wave. And as the wave gets closer and closer, the wave starts to break, and underneath it you see a mighty shell. And as the shell becomes larger and more pronounced, and you can see more of it, the water falling away, you can see a mighty snout. Looks like an alligator snapping turtle, but just on the grandest scale, possibly, you know, the size of like two or three houses. It's enormous. Swimming up onto the beach and stopping right in front of Sawal is Leviathan himself.
Okay, so he's much bigger than the other yes. dragons. He dwarfs them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, Leviathan is no joke.
Rathos just got the shitting grin like, yeah, we're on to it now. Let's go.
Leviathan approaches Sawal, and he's just looking at her, and she turns, and I don't know if you can hear it or not, but she turns to you, and she nods, and Leviathan raises his massive head, and he looks at you, Rathos, and he says,
"What?"
Zorob, you're up. I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, gosh, okay, yeah, because I just, like, definitely had a mini heart attack.
All right, so...
Do we throw money at it? Like,
I was going to say, hey, let's... Gold? You want to reach out my
yes,
hand?
Yes, take
gold.
My money. And gold. I just, like, grab whatever's in my pocket.
So think you just need one gold per person?
That was the toll.
This is your idea. You can pay for me.
That's fair. Okay, gold. I was thinking we'd give her something a little more, him or her a little more than just one.
Do you want me to kill something?
I don't know. You got a prized possession or something?
No. No?
You live in the dead forest. What was I thinking?
I don't have... Why would you wait till we do... Why now to say something?
Well, you guys were sulking. You were flying on other dragons. We just got here. What do you want me to do?
What's your prized possession you're going to give it?
Yeah, tell us.
I'm going to pull out the thing that I was whittling the first night in camp, and it is a dragon turtle. I've whittled this hand-carved dragon
turtle. You jerk. You brought a gift, and you didn't tell anyone else? Unbelievable.
You guys didn't think about
and
this?
And it's homemade?
We're doing gifts?
God, it's like a macaroni art. I hate you so much. All right. No, fine. You know what? And I take off my magic gloves.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yep, my magic gloves that I sort of forgot about for the past 35 episodes. but they are magic, and I take them off, and they were a special gift for me. And, yeah, I'm going to put those in the pile.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks. I'm going to grab them and start walking towards Leviathan. And I'm
you,
gonna...
sure, you sure, Krugel? You don't have anything?
I'll do an archery show.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have anything else on me. What do you want from me?
Just the skills that you bring. I can work with that.
I mean,
can you make a good berry?
No. I don't have that spell.
Thank God.
Oh boy.
I'm like thinking about the gold eye in my face that I just got. And I'm like, no, I'm keeping that. Fuck this guy.
Okay.
But no, I'll give him a display of like magic or something.
All right. I can work with that.
Yeah, it's going to work really well. It requires me firing two arrows really quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So, all right. I'm going to start walking towards Leviathan. I'm going to pause and I'm just going to scurry back. If this thing eats me, save me.
If you go in it...
You should ask the dragons, because I think they're bound to have to help you.
Mm. All right.
Not me, because I can't. Look
I'm
at the size
look,
of
I'm going to look thing. Over at Rushhorn. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Glad we're all on the same page. Good job. Let's go save Tara. All right. And I'll walk up to Leviathan at that okay. point. And I'm going to reach in and grab 17 gold pieces.
Okay.
My hand-carved turtle dragon. Dragon turtle. Zorob's. What did you give the,
magic
your magic gloves,
gloves
that you yeah. forgot about? His magic gloves, and with the knowledge that Krugel's going to put on some sort of show for us. So,
I think this is really going to work, guys.
All right, and I will walk. I mean, I like the sea, so I'll get waist deep in the sea, and I will, unlike the other dragons, I will kind of bow because this one didn't flee, and he's still doing whatever he was meant to be doing. So I respect him a little more than the other ones, so I'll bow. And oh, great dragon of the sea. Hi, I'm Rathos. That's Zorob.
Hello.
Krugel. I think you know these guys. And I'm going to hand out kind of my hands out with the gifts. We bring humble offerings made from, well, the skill of our labor and the fruit of our kill, and...
So I'm whispering to Sektar what I'm trying to plan on doing. Like, so what I need
whatever
you to do.
Whatever the hell this is.
I'm going to shoot. You're going to shoot fire. I'm going to shoot an arrow at it, and we're going to make it combust. Like into my wraith combustion, okay? It'll be like fireworks. Got it? So just you have to kind of go hide, and on the signal, I'll tell you, shoot some fire in the sky.
He's already looking at me.
Who is Leviathan?
Yeah. Do you not see him?
Well, just do it. Let's do it right now. So I just go.
Okay.
Shoot fire up in the air, and then I wait.
Make a performance check. I don't know. I'll make one, too. All
right. Well, I rolled a 17.
I rolled an 18.
So you said performance?
Yeah.
That's minus two. So 15.
You rolled a 15. He rolled a straight 18. So that's pretty good. So it looks like fireworks, like okay. Really good fireworks.
Ta-da. And I just do like a little bow.
Oh, God, I hope that just didn't draw all the attention in the world to us. Okay. thank you for meeting us. We come to humbly ask your help. Terra is under siege. And you being the guardian of Terra seems like kind of your job. But that's outside the point. You would be a great asset. And we would like your help.
Make a persuasion check.
That's a dirty 20.
Oh, man.
It was my hand-carved dragon.
That was it?
It was the fireworks.
So he lifts his head and he looks off into the distance. And then he looks down at you and he says,
"What do you mean? Terra is under siege."
Well, there's a guy claiming to be a god trying to take it over. And I'm pretty sure he's killing people and then bringing them back from the dead and doing all sorts of stuff that generally Terrans don't. Terrans? Terrians?
Terrans.
The people of Terra don't like.
And he is a threat to whom?
To everyone. To the realm of Terra. Think about it. If no one dies, you're you know, look at, is it Amarcor? Amarcor, the island nation. If no one dies, all those resources are going to get wasted. I mean, all sorts of bad shit could happen. El Prez, Lady Jemelin Dusk something or other, she's in trouble. People are dying. Terrans are dying. Isn't that your job? I'm not sure why I'm yelling at you. I feel like we're having an amicable conversation. Sorry, I'm a little worked up.
I am mostly concerned with collecting the toll. However, what this man, or God, as you put it, I am concerned that he will repeat the past.
So when he says that, repeating the past means they are going to attempt the run again.
Okay. I kind of figured that's what he meant. So, well, yeah, I think that if people get upset enough, people are going to get the heck out of Dodge. And also, if that happens, then there's no one left to pay the toll, right? So I feel like it's in everyone's best interest if we can really nip this thing in the bud.
So he's going to nod a bit. He continues with,
"What do you seek from me?"
Yes. Great question. One of the things that we had thought to do was a surprise attack, if you will. And what's more surprising than arriving on the back of you?
Arriving from the sky.
Well, yes.
I quietly just go, duh.
But at this point, I believe that word may have spread about our winged friends behind us. And if our winged friends arrive from the sky in one direction, riding on you would allow us to arrive in the other and have a better chance at winning the day.
How long can you hold your breath?
Well, me, I could, I mean, I'm forever. Not really, but I'm pretty good. My friends, I don't know.
I can do like 6 seconds.
Oh, I can do 24 hours.
All right.
Nice. That's really good.
What if you, like, open your mouth and let us in for just a little bit, and there's enough oxygen in there to last. I mean, realistically, how fast can you move on in the water?
Oh, I can make everybody hold their breath.
Oh, for 24 this hours. Guy over here, we're good. We'll strap on and ride like the waves.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You're killing me. You're killing me here.
Why would we do that? We have
the
dragons.
The peanut gallery is behind me. Then you ride with the dragons, and I'll go with the...
You can't hold your breath. You'll die.
I will make it. How fast can you
move? Okay, sailor.
What's your movement speed?
If you had to, like, give us a feet per 6 sec per action.
I can get to Amrakor in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Dang, that's a long time. But that's the goal, right? If our dragons go from the sky, and if you want to go with your dragon, you go with your dragon. But then Leviathan approaches from the other side and basically breaks in the wall and busts down the door and, you know.
And then you, like, pop out of his mouth, or?
Sure. That's where I... Or you could just let me borrow some of your skills and let me breathe underwater. Aren't we a team?
That's a lot of... That's a
What's your problem?
That's a wasted level 3 spell.
You've leveled your... You've ranked your spells all of a sudden?
Yes.
Yeah, when you sometimes you got to rank your spells just to keep tabs before...
Five minutes. You can do 5 minutes. You're not human. You're like a dragonborn. Can't you, like, hold your breath longer?
5 minutes?
I mean, a human can hold their breath for 5 minutes sometimes.
What human do you know that can hold his breath for 5 minutes?
I mean, you might lose some brain cells as it goes on, but it's doable.
I'm old. If I take a whole lot of damage, I'm done for. We digress, Leviathan, and I apologize for wasting your time. If nothing else, can you approach from the other side and maybe be a distraction for us to fly down?
I believe I would be a wonderful distraction.
You certainly look it.
Okay. Hey, all right. Rathos, I have a question for you. And I tug on him, try to pull him aside a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's our plan when we get there? We bust down the wall, our dragons come.
We have 7 dragons. Just let them... I guess we don't want to burn the place down.
Yeah, that's exactly last time.
I know, we don't want to burn it down. I know.
Do we know they've been conquered? Or are they just under siege?
You were the one with the stone.
He took it from me. I don't remember what she said.
I can't. I didn't take notes
the last time she said something. I thought she said send help, we're under siege.
All right. Leviathan, thank you for your patience. We'll be right back. Guys.
So he nods and he starts talking with Sawal.
We never talked about what we do when we get to Amrakor, just that's where we need to go.
Okay. Yeah,
I feel like you're all of a sudden saying we're going to break down the walls and blow fire everywhere.
Well, I don't want to blow... We don't want to blow fire everywhere. But I get that.
We don't know...
Controlled chaos a little bit.
We don't know who's inside the wall, so if it's still Amrakor holding on and we bust down their wall, we just doomed them all.
Even more... All right, so then let's do this. Let's ride on Leviathan, and he can get us close enough without them seeing a ship approach or a dragon approach, and then we sneak in the back and figure out what's going on.
Oh, I like that.
I have an idea. Alanok.
Great, fine.
I can guess what it is. You're so fast and quick, you could fly really high and see from above and kind of get an idea what's going on.
If you're so smart, Krugel, why didn't you suggest that before?
Because he was in charge.
I'm about to leave all of you, honestly. This is the most dysfunctional group I've ever been a part of.
I agree.
Okay.
I think we all agree. But I'm having fun. Well,
yeah, I'm having fun too. I mean, look at him. It's a dragon turtle. I mean, it's so great to meet Leviathan.
My thought is if the bad guys are inside the wall, ram the wall. But we just got to make sure. Don't you want to make sure you're doing the right thing?
I'm with you.
Okay, because you just seem to be going like full throttle without thinking about good or bad.
Which isn't like you. Getting worried.
Yeah, it's been like him lately.
Not true at all. I'm trying to solve the problem. The main problem. The big problem.
Right. You're talking about you don't want people to die, but your plan might cause everyone to die. So you have to think about that.
Yeah. My plan would not cause everybody to die.
It's possible.
Okay, so sorry.
If we don't do anything, then everyone will die. All right.
We will go there.
This is pointless.
Go for it. Run the full plan by me. So we got the turtle, bashes the wall in, the dragons come, and then what? In your head. What happens?
Well, I honestly, the dragons, I'm not sure what the dragons were honestly threw me all for a loop because I don't know what we're supposed to do with them. They're weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to put them to use. They're great.
Well, if we're going to make a a surprise attack by water, they can be our air support if shit goes south.
Yeah, sure. I'm fine with that, too.
Okay, so we tell them to pause and just create a presence, but not...
Or a distraction, sure.
Okay.
Well, can they fly just above the clouds?
Don't blow the place up.
Yeah.
And not be seen? Is that possible?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are we sneaking in and scouting, or are we sneaking in and...
I don't want to tear down the wall if that's the last defense that they're holding on to.
Okay.
Because we don't know for sure.
So we're sneaking in and scouting.
Sneaking in and scouting.
Scouting. And we should use Alanok to scout because she's the swiftest and the self-claimed best.
Okay.
And fastest. So she'd be able to get in and out probably within the blink of an eye and see.
All right.
Very well.
Don't fuck this up. Just kidding. Go.
Whoosh. She's gone in an instant. So there is a bit of cloud cover, and you see her. She darts up into the clouds and is gone. Even though it is, you know, a bit cloudy and whatnot, she seems to zig and zag her way towards the island. 14 is good enough. That's fine.
It's all made up anyway.
It's all made up anyways. So it takes her about 30 minutes. So if you guys want to do anything for 30 minutes before she returns with a report...
We're just arguing
for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I just picture that.
I mean, there's Leviathan right there.
I was
going
to say, I've walked away, and I'm like, I mean, I'm a little scared to go back to Leviathan, so I'm just like skipping rocks. I'm officially sulking now. We've each sulked a little bit.
Yeah, now it's your turn to sulk. Yep. How's it feel, buddy? Yeah, for 30 minutes? Listen, I'll sulk too. I'll go in another direction. We can all be sad. We can have a pout fest.
I'm just going to talk to my dragon.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. What do you want to say to Sektor?
Do you see what I'm seeing? Where it seems like we're just trying to make rash decisions and we don't need, this seems like an unnecessary step.
To be perfectly honest, Krugel, it doesn't seem like there is any cohesion or any laid out plan in your group at all.
Is this the dragon or Devin talking?
You'll never know. The end game is very easy. All you need to do is defeat Xandar.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you do it?
I'm just...
You have us, but you can't necessarily use us without hurting people. That's just how big we are. So I don't know how you would... You want the head of the snake. Well, if I recall correctly, someone once told you to lure the snake out. You don't seem to be luring. You don't seem to be setting up any traps or anything like that. You seem to think everything is a nail.
But that's because I think I'm a hammer. And I think I have to not think that way.
To be perfectly honest, Krugel, that's part of the problem. While what we did in Gametta may have revealed some people, we certainly did it in Demissa, but that's good. That's that off-footed Xandar. And what we might do here might certainly off-foot him again. If we want him to come out from Talence's Gate, we have to make him come out from Talence's Gate. We have to entice him. Or we can go in there and level the place.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easy way, isn't it? But I say it like reluctantly, but because it's like it's against my nature to be like, oh yeah, we'll save as many people as we can. I'm just like, whatever, let's accomplish the goal. But I'm like, well, we don't want to just. How are we better than Xandar if we just blow him and a million people to smithereens?
I completely agree.
So, I just think just coming in and bashing through the wall of a nation is a bit aggressive.
Yes, I would agree with that.
But maybe I think I should step back and let them lead because I don't think I can make good decisions anymore.
Why?
Well, because I feel like I feel like we're just kind of winging it with plans that don't work. And we all, like you said, I think the only way I can help the group be cohesive is I take a step back and take a deep breath and not just go in and go, all right, fuck it. Or like, let's kill, like. You know, I think it's, oh, we can sneak. I want to be stealthy. And then something happens and it's just like, well, maybe we need to think of it differently. And my instinct is to just, you know, hit him hard. He'll come. But that didn't seem to happen with Gametta. So I'm at a loss. I don't know how else to lure him out. Maybe having Leviathan will do it. But I don't see how.
Remember, he's certainly not going to come out if he knows it's a trap. He's certainly not going to expose his hide against us. We have the power advantage. Even though he might be a god, I have conversed with gods before, and I believe he is not one of them. Although he may be extremely powerful, I don't think he can stand up to us. Specifically not now, and he points over to Leviathan. So if he wanted to come out and fight us toe-to-toe, he would certainly lose, and I do not believe he's that stupid. Otherwise, he would not have gotten as far as he has. But if you could set a trap that's not you, that's some other person or something like that, where they have to meet with him and him alone to do something, I don't know. But you can't just say, here we are, Xandar, come out and play, because he will not do that. Xandar will only come out and play if he thinks he can win. That's how I would do it anyways. But that's just me.
I just silently nod, and like that's the end of the conversation. Like, yep. Okay, like I just kind of let it sink in.
At this point, Alanok, whoosh, she drops down right where she left from in the clouds, lands. She shakes her head a bit, and she looks at you all, and she says, there are six galleons off the coast of Amrakor. Amrakor is dotted with what seem to be 17 ballistas atop Kandoster's wall. I don't know who is running the interior of Amrakor. However, it seems that all those ships fly the Xandarian flag, and it appeared that all the people manning the ballistas wore Xandarian colors. If I had to guess, I would say that Amrakor has fallen under the sway and under the veil of Xandar himself.
Ugh. That's not good news. Ballistas are definitely not good news for dragons.
Well, maybe not for those.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So here's the deal, fellas and dragons. I still feel like... all right, so now we know they have an arsenal there, right? If we go in and we just have our dragons light the place up, it sounds like... My concern is there's still... innocent people in there too. Like, they're probably enslaved. I don't want to go and destroy this place. What do you got so far? You guys think the same?
Well, the only way you can really handle with the ballistas is if you get as close to the wall as possible without being seen.
Not true. Our breath weapons all have range. We don't need to get that close to the wall.
Still within range of the ballistas.
Yes. However, we could make dodging actions on the way. And if you were telling us where the ballistas were pointing, or if we all aimed at one ballista at a time, they can't hit all of us now, can they? Especially not me.
All right. Thank you for your help. Go away. All right. What about this? A three-pronged approach. Nice. And timing is kind of everything. The dragons are aerial support, and we'll work on taking out the ballistas, or at least keeping them busy. Leviathan is our ride, and then he's the galleon attacker, right? You're in charge of keeping the galleons away and unable to support the troops within the city. We're in charge of taking back the city, or if nothing else, relieving the ballistas from there, or relieving the people who are manning the ballistas so that our dragons can land and give us at least a show of force and help us kind of turn the tide. I feel like once we're in there, we will have a little bit better feeling and can be a little more accurate with our attacks. But we got to get in there. Otherwise, we're just flying around and lighting shit on fire. Or ice or whatever that is the hell you guys have.
Okay. And we don't think Xandar's in there, right?
Rushhorn's going to pipe up. He's going to say,
there is one way to find out.
Okay.
However, sink the six ships and destroy the 17 ballistas, and their spirits will break. Unless Xandar himself is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be one of the soldiers. If you saw your entire navy sunk and all your defenses minus a silly wall rendered obsolete.
You don't know these soldiers, though.
What if we had Leviathan sink the ships?
That's what I just said.
Is it?
My God.
I was too busy talking with my dragon. I didn't hear.
We're doomed. We're doomed. Rushhorn. They're fanatics, Rushhorn. They don't quit. They're...
Thought he was talking about us.
No, I'm not talking about them. I'm not sure what they're saying. Just...
So he's going to say,
you've never met one who second-guessed himself.
Well, we did meet that one guy. in the... Yeah, we did, but most of them are fanatics, and they don't quit.
Then they will be turned to ash.
Yes, they will, Rushhorn. Yes, they will. I'm going to turn my back on them and just wide. I'd be like... Okay.
Fucking sociopath.
I think that's a great idea, Krugel. Yeah. Why don't we have Leviathan sink the ships?
Hey, at least we're agreeing on it.
All right. We're back, baby. Let's have Leviathan sink the ships. Let's let him drop us off, and we can figure out a way to get over the wall, take back the city.
Is there a waterway into the city?
Like a sewage pipe?
No, like, I mean, like, it's an island nation. Like, to have ships come into their harbor. Remember, didn't we sail through a gate once?
Yeah, but the issue is, how do we get in there without being seen?
Well, is the gate all the way down to the bottom of the water? Can we swim through the gate?
That's a good question. I don't know.
That is a good... See, he's got good questions. Yeah,
I didn't say he didn't.
Because if we can sneak in through the gate with the water, then I can help.
That'd be sick. That's a...
Okay. How do you want to get there without being seen?
We can... Well...
How far away are we?
We can ask Leviathan to scout it out.
What if we just... You cast your little breath thing on, we take a ride on Leviathan and get wicked close, and then we swim the rest of the way. Because we can breathe underwater and
that's
we'll see us.
That's what I'm saying.
What I said.
Yeah, but now I'm...
Now you're saying
now
it?
Now I'm sold to do it.
Okay.
I need a convincing, man. After I found out the defense around that city, I was like, all right, we got to change the game plan.
So. Rintog is going to pipe up.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, one more dragon pops in. Yes, Rintog?
Why don't we drop you off on the wall?
Because then everyone can...
Why do you want to go under the gate?
To not be seen.
To not get shot with the ballista. That's your job.
Do you think the ballistas are going to aim at three people and not dragons?
I think that we'll be riding the dragons they'll be aiming on.
We could drop you off on the wall, and you can help us take out the ballistas.
I'd just rather go in the sea. So that's just me.
Yeah, he's a sea guy.
That sounds more my cup of tea. You fucking parachute me in.
Why don't we split up?
Okay.
Great idea. Always Love works it. Out well. Yeah. So Great. Well every time.
Leviathan, let's go.
I feel like we need some time apart.
Okay.
but I'm going with Krugel.
Godspeed.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm just wondering. So hear me out.
We need someone in all three aspects. Is it three aspects or two aspects?
Of this three, but one attack. Of them is Leviathan after he drops me off.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, I feel like we should have one person,
he's just
quote unquote, captain there. Like, each person has a task that they have to accomplish together. Like, I can drop in from the sky and work on the ballistas that aren't being bombarded by the dragons.
Gotcha.
You're at the sea with Leviathan.
I'm going in. I need you to cast your water breathing ability on me, though, because I'm going to go in and find El Prez and release the
armor. Do you need the 24-hour breathing? So you're going to go swim through the wall.
I want him to bring me as close as he can while we're underwater so we're not seen, and then I want to get in there undetected, and I want to go free El Prez and the rest of the
I can literally make just about all of us. I can make 10 people have this water breathing, so we can have all the dragons underwater.
I mean, that would be badass.
So we could do that, and then they just come up from the surface and shoot up at the ballistas. That way around, they can swim around. Can they hold their breath as dragons?
I knew there was a reason I liked you. This is all coming together. Classic, deadly, whatever we're called, the saviors of Terra. All right. Let's do that.
The good guys.
The good guys.
Yeah, the good guys.
Okay.
The saviors.
And then you can write a nice distracting message in the sky. Just kidding. Don't do that.
Don't worry. I don't have that anymore.
10 creatures. 1, 2, 3, 7 dragons.
8 dragons.
Well, Alanok doesn't need to...
One of them can fly. They're fine. Yeah.
How do I what?
How are you going to parachute if you're under the water?
No, he changed his plan.
Well, the plan was that we all go in the water.
And then you pop up.
And you're so close to the ballistas, they can't really aim them at you because you're so close to the wall. So
no one expects the ballistas. I'll be pointing this way. No one's going to expect you to come.
That's why if you could have the fastest... You know what? Rathos, between you and me, I'm okay if she gets hit. She said she can dodge and distract. Maybe we should let her prove it.
I like it.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm getting
all right.
Tired of her, so let's, you know. If she gets hit, she gets hit. Oh, not a big loss.
Krugel and Rathos are back. We're like best friends now. Yes. That's a great idea.
So just for the record, though, water breathing. 10 willing creatures you can see within range, which is 30 feet, to breathe underwater until the spell ends. An affected creature also retain a normal mode of respiration, but it's 24-hour duration.
Sweet.
But... Does that mean they have to be within 30 feet of me the entire time?
No.
Because I feel like that's a gray area.
when you cast it.
Cool.
Well, fuck that's it. What we'll
let's have fucking water breathing dragons.
Fuck it.
Let's go.
Can you guys fly okay when you're wet? I'm asking Plaz, or any dragon really that's listening.
Bannock is going to pipe up. He's going to say,
"Have you heard of rain?"
Oh, yeah. 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 I'm so sorry, Bannock. That was embarrassing.
I bet.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Never mind.
At least you'll have your gloves to keep you warm. Oh,
I know. I thought about asking for those back, too, because no, I do get queasy without
them.
You
can go and ask them. That's fine.
And Sektar pipes up and says, so we are all going to somehow breathe water. We are going to have Alanok attack probably the far side, make a distraction. All the ballistas and all the ships will be looking at her. And then we will erupt from the other side.
Erupt. Nice.
And destroy what we can in the surprise round.
You got it.
Very well.
So I ask Alanok to come on over and be like, just tell the dragons and us where the 17 ballistas or so are so that we can assign each one to a specific part of the wall so that we get them all at one go. And that way, because we're going to need them to go boom, boom, like two each. That's fine. All right. Yeah. Everyone come here. Huddle up.
Yes.
I'm all huddled.
Right. All right. Whoosh. I cast water breathing on three of us and seven dragons.
Oh my god, I can't breathe underwater!
You keep your normal mode of respiration.
You can only breathe underwater.
Golly. Give us a warning next
time. The first second it really takes it out of you. Now I feel great. Hold on one second.
I've always wanted to do this, and I'm Rathos is just going to sprint in the water and dive and not come up for like another 3 minutes, and he's just going to breathe underwater for a little bit.
You have to force yourself to get over the. Okay, I'm underwater, and I need to breathe, but your body's like, we're not doing that.
That's against your instinct to breathe in the water, yes.
That is absolutely against your instinct.
So that's all good. I think once that happens, and I have that like little freak-out moment, yes. I'm just shitting and grin, and like I'm just going to like strut around the bottom. Of like I'm going to let, like, I don't even know if I can let all my air out, right? So, but I'm like pushing myself down, and like, this is just like
once you get the air out,
the best thing. Like, I'm down, and I'm like walking around, and I'm looking around, like, as a person who's been on the sea forever, it's something that I feel like I've always wanted to do, but never could, or else I'd die. So this is fantastic. And then I'm going to pop up and be like, we needed this. Remember when we crossed that river? Where has this been?
I was not high enough level.
All right. So you've learned some stuff. All right. Okay. This is great. Let's do it.
Okay. So... Sektar says, so that is the plan. Alanok will attack from the far side, and we will erupt from the near side.
Yeah, I'm going to go and bow to Leviathan. May I?
I suppose.
So he's going to sink. He's going to retreat back into the water, so you need to swim out a little bit, but then you can get onto his shell.
I'm going to do that, and I'm like walking on water, so I look back at my friends, like shitting grin, and like... two giant thumbs
it's
up.
It's so funny. Like, I also, if I had the spell memorized, I also have water walk. I can breathe underwater and
I
walk
can't
on
go
it.
Under!
You just see me walking on water towards Amarcor. I'm coming for you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's Jesus Christ.
Sektar is going to nod, and Rushhorn is going to, you know, look at Krugel, and he's going to say,
who do you ride with?
Aren't we all riding with Leviathan?
We are not going to ride on his back. We will follow him.
Okay, well, I'm going to... Rushhorn, would you like me to accompany you?
No.
Okay, then you can just follow us. I'll be on Sektar. I'm not going to take your scale. Don't worry.
He nods.
Oh. Man, I don't know if Eclipse can breathe water. I guess she can she?
Ooh, because I didn't cast it on her.
That's right. She's just going to hang out at the shore then. I was going to say she could ride Leviathan.
Well, you could. Let's retcon it. Do you want to take one of the dragons? Like,
yeah, I'm thinking Sawal because her and Alanok are like the fastest stealthy ones, and they can be the ones to distract the ballistas.
Yep.
Got to take care of Eclipse. Yeah,
so Sawal nods. Retcon, but yeah. So Sawal's out, so Sawal will attack the Kandoster's wall.
No problem. Don't forget it.
So Wall and Alanok will attack the wall, and the rest of you will pop up from the other side. Plaz says, so what do you think, Zorob? Is this a good plan? I mean, this is going to be crazy. This is going to be so crazy.
I'm still scared about trying to breathe water.
Well, let's go try it together. Do you want to hold my hand?
I do. Yeah, okay. Let's try this, because I am nervous.
So you walk into the water, and same thing. You have this, man, is it terrifying. You have to will yourself to breathe underwater. Just open your mouth and just suck in all that water. But once you get over that, Plaz is right next to you, like, but I can't believe we're talking underwater. Look at us. This is crazy, right? Like, we're above in the air, now we're below in the water. I mean, this is so crazy.
It really is. But, like, when I do it, so when Rathos does it, he's, like, fully submerged and he's, like, living it up. When I do it, I'm up to, like, my waist. And I just, like, put my, you know, when you just put your face in the water, just like, and I'm just trying to breathe it in so I can get out quick if I need to.
Oh, gosh.
So good.
But it worked. This is incredible.
Yeah, I can't believe it worked. Look at us.
Yeah,
I
mean, we're going to have a crazy 24 hours.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I just slowly walk in until I'm, like I sink. And then I just, like, I just open my mouth as it's coming up, and I just go. And it's like halfway, it's like not fully away, so I like fuck it up and I start coughing and then I just panic and a little bit and think about the time I almost drowned in a river that was a foot deep.
Yep.
And then I trip over myself and I breathe in the water as I fall because I'm like, ah!
Okay.
The saviors of the world.
You ever like, you know, breathe out by accident before you jump in a pool?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of that feeling.
Yeah.
Where it's like you have no air and you just went underwater. What are you doing?
So, yeah,
but that's like, the worst. That, yeah.
Right.
That burning.
So you're all in the water. The rest of the dragons follow you in. And Sektar is going to pipe up. And he's going to say, Let the battle of Amrakor begin. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Almost D&D. Theme song Muse is The Red Dragon's Inn by Derek and Brandon Victor. All background ambiences and in-game music is brought to you by Michael Gelfi Studios. You can listen to us anywhere you can find a podcast. For our website, email, social media, check out our Linktree link in the episode description. Shout out to Emrin Dragonfang. Emrin, thank you so much for being a part of our patron. Without your support, this podcast could not be possible. If you want to support our podcast, our Almost a Hero tier starts at just $1 a month. That's where you get access to post-D&D, where the cast discusses what just happened in each episode. Want to influence the campaign directly? Join our Almost a Master tier for just $5 a month. Most of the time, I am your host and Dungeon Master, Devin Allard. Rotating clockwise around this large and egregious-sized table, we have...
I'm Rob. I've been Zorob.
I'm Chris.
I'm Krugel.
I'm Jeff. I'm Rathos.
We will see you all next time.